We have a scripture reader this morning. Yes, we do.
This is a reading from Psalm 24, verses 1 to 6. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and all who live in it, for he has founded it on the seas and established it on the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their souls to what is false, who do not swear deceitfully. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation. Such is the company of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. This is a word from our holy scriptures.
Thanks be to God. Thanks, Trent. He memorized most of that. Remember that when I ask you to read scripture. He also knows how to use a microphone. Put it right up to your mouth. Thanks, Trent, for sharing that with us today. Today I'm starting a sermon series called Tending to Creation, exploring what it means to be in creation and to take care of it. Many people contend when I ask the question, where do you see God, they see it best in creation. We respond to creation as we respond to God, with curiosity, wonder, and awe. And so we're going to start a series to explore what it means to tend to creation. And so today I thought we'd look at creation from perhaps a little bit unique perspective. We were putting stuff out this morning, and I think who said, maybe Ryan said, this is all from the mind of Julie or Audra, and Trent said, which is awesome and crazy at the same time. And I said, back at you, kid. So we're going to look at creation from a unique perspective today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite you to come up front, up here, and take anything you want from either of these tables. Well, not take it. You're going to return it. But come and pick up something off one of the tables and take it back to your seat. So that's where we're going to start today. First come, first serve. There's more here. Nope, sorry, I didn't bring any batteries for that. I knew Beth would take it and want to play with it, so. Okay, now I'm going to give you about 5 minutes, and here's what I would like you to do with these items. If you didn't come up and pick one up, then take out something you have in your purse, your pocket, take out your phone, whatever, something like that. But I want you to imagine, use your imagination, to imagine the journey that your item took to get here today in your hands. What is the journey? Like, use your imagination. Where did it come from? Where did it start? What is the process it took to get here and into your hands today, right from the very beginning? So 5 minutes to imagine what it took to get your item here. In our hands has a story about how it got here. Anybody want to come and share the story of their item? Anybody? Okay. Yes? Yes? Yeah. 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 Okay. So if you didn't catch that, just a little synopsis. Started as a tree, got cut down, went through paper mill, created, and all the processes of putting the pictures in there and the articles in there, and then getting sent to distributors who brought them to our homes. That's the story of just that little newspaper. A newspaper, sorry. Hold up what you had. A newspaper, the Western Mail. Somebody else wanted to tell a story. Yeah, Dave? Absolutely, it's yours. He has an apple. He can take a bite out of that. Anybody else want to tell their story? Somebody? You want to come up and tell it, Stan? Oh, we can't hear you. Yes, do you want to come up and tell the story? Please? It's easier than me repeating it. Just tell us what, tell us your story. You just stand at it. That's what you do. Okay, there you go.
Okay, I chose a carrot because I've always considered myself a bit of a spiritual seeker. But I think that, what would you say, deep down inside, I've been rather a lazy old beast. So the good Lord hung one of these from a string in front of me and just kept it there, so I kept moving forward.
Okay. Yep, come and tell a story, Pat, how it got here.
Okay, so obviously it's pineapple. And pineapple, this particular pineapple is from Costa Rica. I actually saw them growing them there, so I guessed right when I looked at the paper that says it's from Costa Rica. And so it would have, even though it's supposed to be an Ontario company that actually does the packaging, I think probably it came straight from Costa Rica right up the road to here. I don't think it actually touched Ontario before it got here, at least I hope not. I don't think it's very ripe.
Yes.
And I would say, when I saw them actually growing them in Costa Rica, I didn't know that they did that, but they just chop the top off and stick it in the ground, and then the pineapple grows again underneath. So I had no idea.
And only one pineapple per plant.
Yes, one pineapple per plant. Anyway, it's interesting.
Yeah.
You want me to put it back?
If you want. Okay, everybody has an item in their hands or in their pockets, or they're wearing an item, or we're sitting on something or whatever. I want to ask, what do all the items that we have in common? They're mine, yes. That's right. Trent, they're items. They are. They're more than one person made most things happen. Yes. Okay. Everything. This is the point I want you to get today. Everything that we have, everything, comes from the earth. There's not a thing that we use, not a thing that we grow, nothing in this world that doesn't come from the earth. Everything comes from the earth. That's the start of everything. Secondly, everything takes energy to get it into our hands. There's not a thing that we have that doesn't require energy, including us. We require water, we require nutrients, we require sun, we require lots of energy to get here. And the more processed things are, the more energy it takes to get them into our hands, right? There's nothing that exists that does not come from the earth. We often call this planet Mother Earth. And it does indeed function as our mother. It gives birth to all things. It nurtures, teaches, sustains, and cares for us and all things. Without her, nothing exists. Nor would we have what we need for life, let alone any of the things that we have for our lives. So it's helpful to think of the earth as living, because it is. It's a living planet that provides for for nurturing all living things. We didn't go back that far to say, you know, a rock is thousands, millions, billions of years older than us, and it had to be processed to get here to us. Now, imagine that everything in existence comes from Mother Earth, and that each thing, small or large, requires that something is taken from the earth to create it. Imagine everything, something is taken from the earth, multiplied by billions of times a day, right? Then you can imagine what kind of toll this taking things from the earth takes on Mother Earth to provide us with all of the things that we have. How many things do we each have? Thousands, millions. Probably in our lifetime, we will have acquired millions of things. Each of us. How many people on Earth? 8 billion. Mm-hmm. 8 billion times all of the things that we have. I just ran around my house picking up a few little things from here and there, right? When I was picking them up and going, oh my gosh, I have a lot of stuff. And of course, not all things on Earth are evenly distributed. We in the West and the Northern Hemisphere have almost unlimited access to whatever things there are on Earth. That is a lot of resources that we have taken out of the Earth. And imagine, this is kind of a harsh image, but imagine that everything that we have taken is just a little gouge in Mother Earth. Big or small, depending on what it is. And the more processed it is, of course, the more energy it requires to make both our food and all of our stuff. Gail held up a pencil. Plastic, lead, rubber, you know, all of those kinds of things it took, and all the hands to make one pencil. One pencil. Further to this, we need to remember this. Many of the resources that we consume from Mother Earth are not renewable. They're not going to last forever. We know that. We are taking things from the earth that will never, ever be replaced. And the speed with which we are taking them has grown exponentially over the years. At this rate, in our human history, we will totally use up all of the non-renewable resources in a minuscule fraction of the time that the Earth has been in existence. So in about 200 years, human beings will have used up most of the resources that it took billions of years to create. They will never come back. That means to make them last for future generations, we will have to slow down and even stop using some of the resources from Earth if we are to leave anything for any future generations. The rate that we are consuming the Earth is not sustainable much longer. So where do we start? We start by being aware of our own consumption and what we are doing to creation. Can we remind ourselves that everything we purchase and everything we have is a result of taking something from the earth? Everything. Humans, for as long as we have believed in God, however we understood God, we have understood that the earth is not ours. We can use it, but we didn't create it, Eric. Don't own it. To believe that we own the earth is pure hubris and arrogance. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, Trent read just a few minutes ago. The earth is God's, not ours. So how should we treat it? We treat it as if it is borrowed, and we can return it in better condition than we got it. We are to be good stewards of what we have. The planet itself is limited in what it is able to give. just like any living thing. If we take too much from it, eventually it has nothing to give, and it dies. We are to start by being witnesses to this reality and to be good stewards of the earth, for it is the only mother that we have or will have, much as we talk of going into space and getting things. This is our mother. Tell people what you see and know. Tell them that what we have is not going to last forever. This is God's good earth. We must take care of it so that those who come after us have something to enjoy. Let's take a moment for reflection.